Two U.S. senators are proposing that the United States provide a large amount of cash to political dissidents in Cuba. Senators Jesse Helms and Joseph Lieberman introduced a bill last week that would supply $100 million to Castro critics and non-governmental organizations over the next 4 years. The money would go for laptop computers, cell phones, internet access, and other items. If passed, the bill would represent a noticeable shift in U.S. policy. From Havana, NPR's Jerry Hatton reports on the response from Cuba's government.
At first listen, one might be surprised by Cuba's official response to the $100 million aid package proposed by Helms and Lieberman, Cuban Foreign Minister Felipe Perez Roque.
Los senadores y el pequeño grupo.
The senators and the small group of extremists who pushed for this measure, he said, have no greater support in the world than that of Cuba. We hope that President Bush gets fast-track approval for this, he added, that there's a speedy special session of Congress just to approve the initiative. Perez Roque's comments were only partly sarcastic. The Cuban government has proven skilled at using perceived U.S. aggression to rally popular support behind its revolution, from the Bay of Pigs invasion to the custody battle over the shipwrecked boy Elian Gonzalez. And it expects success this time. Foreign Minister Perez Roque told reporters that the U.S. is already illegally channeling funds to Castro's internal enemies. He said the Helms-Lieberman bill would only make the meddling official. The proposal seems like an excellent idea, he said, revealing to the international community the reality that Cuba has been talking about for years. The measure is a clear admission of a policy that for a long time the U.S. has tried to keep discreet and out of view of the public. Perez Roque said he could not elaborate on any official shift in Cuban policy toward the U.S., but for months now, Cuba has been waging what it calls a battle of ideas, public campaigns aimed at driving home the island's socialist message to the masses. The renewed revolutionary push, aimed especially at the young, was spawned by the Elian Gonzalez tug of war. Since Elian's rescue off the Florida coast, anti-U.S. rallies have been commonplace in Havana and across the country. Each evening, the state televises a roundtable of experts discussing and condemning U.S. policies. On a recent night, for example, the topic was free trade. Reaction to the aid plan within the dissident community itself has been mixed. Many Castro critics consistently reject direct U.S. funding, not wanting to feed Cuban accusations that they're pawns of the U.S. government. In the past, dissidents say even the suggestion of such aid has led to official repression. But others, like dissident economist Marta Beatriz, think the benefits of the Helms-Lieberman proposal outweigh the dangers. Ironically, like Foreign Minister Perez Roque, Beatriz says she too welcomes the international attention the aid will bring to the island and its politics.
If
the pressure against us increases, we're ready for it, if the money can aid in the transition to democracy, she said. It's progress for us and knowledge for the world. Throwing us in jail for receiving a laptop from the U.S. or anywhere else demonstrates to the world once again how Cuba treats its citizens. In the late 1990s, Beatriz and four other Cubans were imprisoned for subversion after publishing a document critical of the Castro regime. She completed her sentence in January and remains free. Without money, she says, dissident groups are powerless. But $100 million is a lot of money to sneak into a country that won't allow it, and both Cuban officials and dissidents doubt the lion's share of it will ever arrive. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Havana.